Do-re-mi-fa-sol.
Here's Kay, let's go.
Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge with Ishka Bibble, Michael Douglas, Lucy Ann. Tonight's Dean of the Drama, Alan Ladd, and the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. How are y'all?
Waiting for the fun to begin.
Oh, you're waiting for the fun to begin. Well, that's fine, because tonight the old college is really loaded. Right, Dean Bud Heaston?
Right, Fest. Jokes that are fizzes, tunes that are whizzes, quizzes that are dizzes, and $440 for six campus kidses.
That's right. And don't forget our visiting Dean of the Dramatic Arts, Alan Ladd.
But before we open our books and shake the jukes, let's dangle the toe and put on a show.
Well, right, Dean. Come on, chillin. Yes, dance. Come on, kids, really tell them about a simple life.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out.
Give me the simple life.
Take it easy.
Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant.
Those things roll off of my knife. You just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes.
Give me the simple life.
A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside.
Some like the high road.
I like the low road.
Free from the care and strife.
Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy.
Give me the simple life. Don't think I'm crazy, maybe I'm lazy.
But I'm just as sharp as a knife.
Don't aim to worry, hustle or hurry. Give me the simple life.
Time for education.
Well, Dean, fan my forehead. The first frantic freshman to focus his faculties on the fancy foolishness is Private First Class Joe Ortega from San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hello there, Joe. Joe Ortega from San Francisco. Looks like your Golden Gate has buzzed a little on you there, Joe.
Yes, sir. Say, listen, Joe. Here's your first question. Here are some silly willies from Geneva Ramsey of Junction City, Kansas. Do you know what the inebriated gentleman said to the pink elephants in the zoo? Well, to the pink elephants in the zoo, the inebriated gentleman said... Hold it right there.
I'll see you in my dreams.
Yes, he made a date with Ray Milland. All right. Do you know what the butcher said to the women when they asked for 6 pounds of steak, 3 pounds of bacon, and 2 pounds of butter? The butcher said to the women. Freezy, hey. Take your foot out of Max's slide. Now let him alone.
Crazy people.
Crazy people, for butter's sake. What do you think? Do you know what the skunk said as he stood high on a hill on a windy day? Well, as he stood high on a hill on a windy day, the skunk said...
Oh,
the skunk said.
It all comes back to me now,
yes. Popped a corny, didn't we? Here we go. Here is our... Oh, this is Miss Josephine Russo. Is that right?
That's
from
right.
Chicago! Yeah. Oh, yes. Miss Russo, what brings you to California?
I'm just here vacationing.
You're here on a vacation?
That's right.
Stay after school. Teacher wants to see you. No, seriously, Miss Russo, we're going to dress up some song titles in fancy postgraduate language, and Edwin Berg of Westwood wants you to tell us the actual titles of the songs. For instance, if I said, I am commencing to perceive the waves of radiant energy impinging upon my eyeballs, that would be I'm beginning to see the light. All right, now what is this song? Dallying in expectation of the arrival of the steam-propelled vehicle. What is that?
Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
You're doing what? You're
waiting for the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Well, that's right. She's waiting for a specific train. That's right. Oh, yes. Second, I am perpetually in pursuit of an arc displaying the several colors of the spectrum in concentric bands. What is that?
I'm always chasing rainbows.
Oh, I am too. Especially if they're like you. Oh, no. Now, this song title is just a single word, and it was last week's number one top tune. A consonance of harmony of sounds consisting of a group of related movements which utilize the finest expression of the musician's instrumentation. What's the name of the song?
Oh, Symphony.
That's it, Symphony. She got it. Thank you very much. Now, here we go. Well, well, here's Mr. Bernard Katz from Miami, Florida. Florida. Hey, Mr. Katz, what brings you to California?
I was discharged from the Navy.
You were? What do you do out here?
I'm on my way home.
Oh, you're
next
on
Sunday.
On your way home.
That's
next
right.
Sunday. You're going back to Florida.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You're going back to tell them how it's done out here in California, huh? In case you got the tips from the weatherman, huh? Throw most of them away, will you? Say, Mr. Katz, Jack Robinson of North Hollywood wants you to name the famous orchestra now having a successful engagement at Trianon Ballroom in Southgate near Los Angeles. It comes on the air something like this. The idol of the air lanes. And his initials are J.G. J.G. And he wasn't a lieutenant, J.G., either. Well, that would be Jan Garber. Say, which of the following Jans is a girl? Jan Savitt, Jan Pierce, Jan Clayton, Jan Rubini, or Jan Charles Thomas? Which of those Jans is a girl? Jan Savitt, Pierce, Clayton, Rubini, or which one?
Jan Savitt.
Jan Savitt. Oh, Jan Savitt. Dan's gonna hate you. He's been getting by for being a man for a long time. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm afraid that you have it wrong. It's Jan Clayton, who is now starring in a revival of Showboat, which opened on Broadway a couple of weeks ago, formerly the star of Carousel, and got a start in Meet the People here in California. It's Jan Clayton.
Professor, hustle your bustle and jig up your wig, because the winner of this exam makes news that's big.
That's right, Dean Hastings. And the brightest student was, of the first contest, the brightest student was contestant number one, Private First Class Joseph Ortega from San Francisco. A winner! Yes, Joseph, intelligence is sticking out all over you, my boy. Say, Joseph, by exercising your brain, you've made an outstanding gain. There's $50 United States saving bond, and you other two get 10 each for being smarter than the teach.
Top student, for your fine cramming, stick around for our brainbuster jamming, where you'll have a chance at that final pay, $300, and as the horse said as he bit the jockey, that ain't hay.
Dean Bud Heaston, you is so profound, my boy. A little later on, the class session bows to drama when Alan Ladd arrives. But first, Jack, Ferdy, Slim, Ish, and all the music students give a recital. It's Chickory Chick.
Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala roll me in a banana, kabalaka wallaka, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala roll me in a banana, kabalaka wallaka, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day,
be just like the chicken who found something new to sing.
Open up your mouth and start to say,
Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala roll me in a banana, kabalaka wallaka, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala roll me in a banana, kabalaka wallaka, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Chickory chick, chala chala, chickala roll me in a banana, kabalaka wallaka, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and push the metal valve down. A boop boop, diddum dottum, whatum chew. A footily racky sacky mama, lay that pistol down. Open up your mouth and start to say, hot set. Chick, chala, chala, chickala, roll me in a banana, kabalaka, balaka, wallaka, will you pass the licorice stick to me? Licorice stick, hickory dickory, chickory stick. How much chick would a woodchuck chick if he checked a peck of pickled chickory checker, or checker, a checker, chickory pack, or chickory, a room of bananas, a chick. Oh, baby, baby.
Students, the old college is happy to welcome to its halls now a man all the popularity polls have proved to be one of Paramount's most powerful personalities. And pretty soon, all you children will be tickled pink when you see him in the Blue Dahlia. You guessed it, it's Alan Ladd. Well, welcome to the college, Alan.
Well, thanks, Kay.
And now that you're here, I'd like for you to meet all the gang.
Fine, I'd like to.
Oh, there's Mike, Lucy Ann, and Trudy, and here's Bud, Ish, Ferdy, and Diane. Bud, meet Mike. Mike, meet Lucy Ann. Trudy, meet Ish. Ish, meet Bud. Bud, meet Ferdy. Ferdy, meet Diane. Diane, meet Ish. Ish, meet the whole gang.
Hi, gang.
Hey, hey, remember me?
My name is Ladd.
Oh, that's right. Welcome to the college, Alan. Meet the gang.
Uh-oh, not again.
Oh. All right, kiddies, back to your seats.
Excuse me, Mr. Ladd.
Oh, sure. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, what's the matter with you? What are you doing searching Alan for?
The gun.
I haven't any gun.
Excuse me, Mr. Ladd.
Sure. Hey, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Hey, Yeesh, what are you searching him for? He said he had no gun.
Who's looking for a gun? I'm looking for butter.
What makes you think I have butter?
Well, because in one of your pictures you had salt.
Salt?
Yeah. E. O'Rourke.
Isn't that awful? Say, Ish, Alan hasn't any butter on him or any gun either. Just because Alan Ladd's visiting here is no reason he has to have a gun to have something to talk about. any more than when I go over to his house, I'll have to take along some questions.
Yeah, we have some very interesting conversations without them.
Sure.
Well, I'd like to hear you two without a gun and no question.
Okay. Okay. Let's have one of our intellectual conversations, Alan. We'll show him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Alan, take the Einstein theory, for instance.
Fine.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Fine. How do you feel about it?
Fine. It's a great thing, isn't it?
Yeah, fine. Do you think it's great?
Yeah, fine. How'd you say you felt about it?
Great.
Well, so long.
Where are you going, Ish?
Out to get you some questions and a gun.
Well, maybe he's right. So let's talk about the thing I really invited you over for, Alan.
Yeah, what's that, Kay?
Well, in honor of your appearance here tonight, the College Dramatic Club and I have whipped up a play that we want you to be in.
Well, what's it called?
The Mug from the North and the Gent from the South. Or, He Was from Dixie and Always in His Cups.
The Mug from the North, huh? Well, that sounds like my kind of part.
Maybe, but not tonight, because I'm going to play your kind of a part, and you're going to be a Southern gentleman.
A Southern gentleman?
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that.
Oh, but, Alan, playing a Southern part will do you a lot of good. Look what Gone with the Wind did for Clark Gable. Look what Jezebel did for Betty Davis. Look what Going My Way did for Bing Crosby.
There was nothing about the South in Going My Way.
Is that so? Which way do you think he was going?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kay, but...
Oh, come on and try it, Alan. Believe me, it'll be just the thing for you.
Well... All right.
Good, good. Dean Heaston, set the scene.
Presenting the world premiere of Kay Kiser's stirring drama of the South, with original story by Kay Kiser, music by Kay Kiser, produced and directed by Kay Kiser, and starring Alan Ladd, who's a friend of Kay Kiser. As the scene opens, we find Stonewall Ladd sitting on the veranda of his huge plantation. Stonewall speaks.
Honey, child, shut my mouth. Honey, child, shut my mouth. Honey, child, shut my mouth.
Oh, that's terrific, Alan. Keep going.
Honey, child, shut my mouth. Honey, child, shut my mouth.
Oh, that's great. That's the end of Act One.
You mean that's all I do in this play?
Oh, no. Wait till you get to Act Two.
Well, what do I do there?
You keep your mouth shut.
Oh, Kay, I can't do this play. It's not for me. Oh, wait a minute, Kay. I can't do these things. It'll hurt my career. I'll never get another gangster part.
What do you mean, Alan?
Well, get me a guy I can act against, and I'll show you what I mean.
All right. Oh, Ish. Ish Kabibble. Come over here, Ish.
Yes, Professor.
Look, Ish, I'm going to do some acting now for the professor, and all I want you to do is fall when I shoot.
Fall when he shoots. You got that, Ish?
Yeah.
Fall when he shoots. Okay, go ahead, Alan.
So I finally cornered you, rat. It's you and me alone this time, and now I've got the gun. What you trembling for? Scared, huh? Well, you ain't going to tremble long, because I'm going to let you have it. Take this.
Believe me, that was terrific, Alan.
Now, that's the kind of stuff I do.
I'll get it. Yes? Oh, Paramount Studios. What? Sure, I'll be glad to tell him.
Now, you see that, Kay? I guess the studio wants me over there right away, huh?
No, they want Ish. They like the way he fell. Thanks, Alan Ladd. We'll see that you get a degree as Doctor of Dramatics.
Say, Professor, they're impatient to try for the U.S. Savings Bond Prizes and the $300 Brainbuster Fellowship.
Well, your deanship, tell the children to behave because examinations time is here, and the first mischievous pupil is... Right. It is Yeoman Third Class Harvey Mulhall from Princeton, Indiana. Well, the Fuller Brush Man is here.
His hair is standing right up. Say, Harvey, Bill Ashley of New York City tells us about Horatio Sparks, the unhappy pappy. Horatio wanted a little junior, so he had a talk with the stork, and before long, a nurse handed Mr. Sparks a bundle of joy and told him, the sweet little baby looks... says the baby looks toop to do 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 ho toop to do do toop to do do do. He exists. Student!
Exactly.
The baby looks exactly like you. Well, Horatio the pappy was happy and very contented. But, just then another nurse said, hold on, Mr. Sparks, your little junior just got himself...
Three little sisters.
Holy mackerel, Papa Spark says. He went and found that stork and he said, look here, stork, my name is Sparks, but... my name is Sparks.
But I don't want to set the world on
fire. I don't want to set the world on fire. Thank you very much. All right, well, here we go. It's Hazel Wilson, also from Chicago, a Chicago girl. Wilson. Yes, sir. On vacation from the Wilson Packing House, I guess. Say, Hazel, what do you do, Hazel? I mean, what is your occupation, your business?
Beauty operator.
You're a beauty operator. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I could stand some treatments, aren't you, dear?
That's right.
That's right! I don't like her. Now, seriously, Hazel, here are some more ifs and whats sent in by Vida Weaver of Detroit. If a fellow decided to go into business and got together a licorice stick, a slush pump, a set of skins, a doghouse, a screech box, and a grunt horn, what business would he be going into? What business?
I didn't get all of that.
Well, if you got a licorice stick, a slush pump, a set of skins, a doghouse, a screech box, and a grunt horn, what business would he be going into?
Doghouse, I guess.
Doghouse. No, students. Orchestra. Yes, of course, the set of skins would fit the beauty business, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Boy, that one is still laying there, ain't it, huh? Say, if you were driving along in the country and saw a Mustang, Kitty Hawk, King Cobra, Black Widow, and a mosquito, what would you be seeing?
The Lost Weekend!
Oh. What would you be seeing? If you were driving along in the country and saw a Mustang, Kitty Hawk, King Cobra, Black Widow, and a mosquito, what would you be seeing?
All of them.
You'd be seeing what?
All of them.
She'd be seeing all of them. Well, that's right. Students! You'd be seeing airplanes. And if you heard a guy talking about boxcars, Little Joe, Snake Eyes, Naturals, Little Phoebe, and Ada from Decatur, what would he be talking about?
I can't get any of them, so you tell us.
I beg your pardon? Students! African dominoes, that's right. Thank you very much, sir. You bangy marbles, yes. All right, I'm sorry that Miss Hazel didn't know any of those. And here's Earl Shade from Hollywood. Say, Earl, we feel the cinema mood coming on, so Helen Ward of Malden, Missouri, wants you to tell us the name of the picture. Name the picture as we set the scene. Now, Judy Garland, her heart full of happiness and gaiety, sings this song in the picture while riding to a picnic.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing.
All right,
went
what's the name of the picture? What was the picture that Judy Garland sang the trolley song in? Of course, this is Trudy Irvin doing a swell, swell job now. Who is that? What was the picture? Students!
In
St. Louis. In her newest release, Judy sings this song while she is riding to work.
You hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one.
All right, hold it right there, Trudy Gale. What was the name of the picture that's now running? Brand new picture that Judy Garland sings the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe in.
The Harvey Girls.
The Harvey Girls, that is. Certainly.
Say, Professor, I went to see the Harvey Girls, and Lulu Jones was terrific.
Ish. Ish, Judy Garland is the star of that picture. Where was Lulu Jones?
In the balcony with me. She was terrific.
Get out! Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the end of it.
Ah, Fess, while the students were drooling with schooling, the judge's ruling proves they weren't fooling.
That's right, and the winner of the second exam is... It's Yeoman Third Class Harvey Mulhall from Princeton, Indiana! Thank you very much, Harvey. My student called out the rooters, because this bright lassie has out-tooted the tutors and has won $50 in U.S. savings bonds. But you two other students don't get inhibited, because $10 to each will be distributed.
But you were the top dough. Stay right in the know. Keep being scholastic for that $300 Brainbuster Classic.
And speaking of classics, the varsity team of our music department has gotten together to bring up a beautiful melody that has become one of America's all-time classics. We salute Ingrid, Bing, and Leo with the Bells of St. Mary.
Your brain.
And Dean, we're ready for the spraining, because our two champs have stayed in training. Ah, yes, it's Private First Class Joseph Ortega from San Francisco who won the first exam, and Yeoman Third Class Harvey Mulhall of Princeton, Indiana, who won the second round. Yes, sir, we've got the Army against the Navy with a civilian in the middle. Here we go, kids. There's $300 in cold cash for the first one of you who answers our single brain buster question correctly in just 30 seconds. All right, hep, get in step. Here we go, to spring your brain. All right, you're on your honor now. Not to look for any hints, think for yourselves. No help, please. This is for $300 in cash for 30 seconds. An opera was presented that because of the war hasn't been played at the Met for the past 4 years. What was the name of the opera? For $300 for 30 seconds. First time in 4 years at the Metropolitan. And because of the war, it hasn't been done in 4 years. For $300. Advertised in all the magazines, all the newspapers. It was quite an event. 4 years it hasn't been done at the Met because of the war. Obviously, because of the war, it was Madame Butterfly. Madame Butterfly was not done for 4 years. I'm sorry you missed. The money holds over to $400. Next class question.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.